KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and we got a football game tonight to talk about, and you can hear it right here on the station. But first, it's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. Chocolate Braveheart himself, A.J. Hoffman. The Voldemort, Aaron Rabold. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. It's his chance to participate, so you'll be doing him a solid. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Or you can watch us on the Twitch channel. Put your comments in the chat. And we'll respond to them. That's simple. So plenty of ways to get in touch with the show. And it's a Thursday. Weekend's almost here. Gonna have some Brad Powers action today. We got Cowboys Bears on the station tonight, which means we're out of here at 6:45. 15 minutes less than
you guys will be all right without us.
For... Yeah, I think they'll be okay for.
They'll
15
get over
minutes.
It.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd be pretty mad at us.
I mean, it's a good game.
It right? is. Yeah. Well, yeah. Theoretically, it's supposed to be a good game.
Should be.
Yeah. I think I'm on Bear tonight.
See, I think we'll be head-to-head then.
Yeah. I just... Look, I know the Bears aren't very good, but I've seen enough Cowboys to know they're not very good either.
You know what? I mean, honestly, it's strictly a numbers play for me why I'm on the Cowboys tonight. And when you look at some... I guess this is how we'll start the show. Hello, everybody.
What, did you have something else you wanted to get to?
No. No. I mean, NFL's... I'm always down to talk NFL first out of the gate. When you look at the Cowboys' yards per play, which is... It's not a perfect stat, certainly, but I think it's a useful stat. The Cowboys' yards per play is... historically good. It's the best in the league. They're 6.5 yards per play. The greatest show on turf, 99 Rams, were 6.4. The 07 Patriots were 5.9. So, and their differential, them in San Francisco are, I think, tied for yards per play differential. Like, the Cowboys dominate. They just can't. I can't figure out how to win games. And so at some point, I have to decide, well, are the Cowboys actually as good as their numbers say they are? And yards per play, one of the things that can skew yards per play the most is strength of schedule, because it doesn't take that into account.
Right.
But by week 14, is that where we're at? We're week 14, everybody's played 12 games. I mean, everybody's played enough good teams and bad teams that it should be relatively evened out. It doesn't take into account turnovers, which suck, but the Cowboys aren't a heavy turnover-prone team. Dak's not like Dak's not out there Jameis Winstoning things. What it really is there's two things I looked at that why these Cowboys have elite offensive numbers but are not an elite offense. And it comes down to two things, I think. One is penalties. A bunch of stupid-ass penalties all year long. A lot of that is, I think that their offensive line, which we once considered the best offensive line in the NFL, is now a pretty good offensive line. The other thing is, Jason Garrett's an idiot. And it's really hard to put that into a handicap, because he can ruin it. But if I said, okay, who do I think is going to turn the ball over, Dak or Mitch? I feel like it's probably going to be Mitch. And you've been able to run on the Bears since Akeem Hicks has been out. If Jason Garrett has a brain in his head, tonight it's simple. It's the Zeke Elliott show. And if he doesn't, it'll cost me money.
I'd like to see the splits home and road on that.
On the yards per play?
Yeah.
Okay, I could probably pull that up.
Because my impression is the Cowboys are much better at home than they are on the road, offensively anyway. Well, one other thing in your favor, Bears are a whopping 3-9 against the spread this year. So there's that.
Cowboys aren't great.
No, Cowboys are 7-5. They're better than average, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which
that's what I don't understand. How are the Cowboys 6-6? They had all these expectations coming in, and they're 7-5 against the spread?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't. I mean, these two teams both perplex me. My numbers made this game 6.
Okay.
So when I see 3, I feel like I'm forced to play, even though I'm not crazy about playing the Cowboys on the road. I just feel like the numbers tell me you've got to do it. And when you talk about buying low, selling high, I mean, this has got to be it, right? The Cowboys just lost a game that everyone said was a must win. Luckily, there's no must wins in the NFC East.
Well, yeah, there really isn't a must win. There are no must wins.
And the Bears, what's the consensus blitz feeling on the Chicago Bears? Good, average, or not good?
Slightly below average, I would say. Not the relative to expectations.
Well,
not good.
Below average.
Yeah, obviously, if you're 3-9 against the spread, you're not meeting expectations. But as a team, I think at times their defense can be really dominant. Their offense is awful, and has been all year. And Trubisky has regressed. And suddenly Matt Nagy doesn't look like the genius we all thought he was going to be.
Well, here's what I'll say. And I tend to think the Bears are below average. The Bears started out 3-5. I think that's probably disappointing.
Yeah.
They've since won 3 of 4, and now suddenly they're getting a little bit of they're starting to get a little bit of that love back, which is evidenced by this number, which, like I said, I made 6 and is now 3. And then I think, okay, well, 3 out of 4 is, that's pretty good. And then I say, well, who are those 3 out of 4? It's the Lions with Jeff Driskel. It's the Giants. And then it's the Lions with David Blough. So,
by the way, came out and hit you with a bomb on his first pass.
But yeah.
Where the hell did that come from?
So,
but
it's not, the wins aren't wins that I'm giving them, like, oh, maybe the Bears are back, because none of those wins make me think the Bears don't still suck.
Well,
they just suck less than those teams, which I don't disagree with.
Yeah, but they're doing kind of what the Cowboys did early in the year. They beat up the really bad teams, and they can't beat anybody else. And that's why I think these are pretty close to the same team, frankly. And they shouldn't be. I look at the Cowboys' talent.
Roster-wise, they're not even close to the same team, especially
offensively.
With Akeem Hicks out. I mean, there's some injuries on the Bears that are just... Ugh. But yeah, I mean, just skill position wise, it shouldn't even be close. And I'll be honest,
and yet it will be.
Maybe I was wrong about Matt Nagy being a great coach.
Yeah, well,
I thought he was going to be really good. So I don't know that the Bears have some sort of great coaching edge. And had you asked me a year ago, I would have said the Bears have a huge coaching edge. But maybe Matt Nagy's brilliant offensive mind is, you know. Isn't that great when Mitch Trubisky's at the helm?
The thing is, and we talk about this a lot with quarterbacks, that sometimes they come into the league and they're really good, then the league adjusts. What do they do after that? You get the sense the league's adjusted to what Nagy does on offense and he hasn't responded?
I think the biggest
issue... Or is it that just Trubisky's turned out to be a bum?
I think what happened this year compared to last year is Matt Nagy said, okay, we're in year 3. Year 3, we're going to open things up a little bit. Here's the rest of the playbook, Mitch. And Mitch is basically Cro-Magnon, man. He's a big dummy. He can handle minimal, which was... Listen, why did Mitch Trubisky get drafted so high? It wasn't because he was a great... Like, he had a great career at North Carolina.
Oh,
it wasn't because anybody thought he was some sort of genius guy who just read defense is great. No, they said, oh, well, this is a big guy who can run a little bit. He can chuck the ball. He's got great physical tools.
He looks the part. He looks like he should be a superstar quarterback.
He's got great physical tools, but I think maybe he's a moron. And it's possible that Matt Nagy saying, okay, it's year 3. It's time to treat you like a third-year quarterback. And Mitch Trubisky's brain is like, oh, no. It's like... When Gruden would make guys go up to the board, And then he's like, well, what do you do here? You got this cover three going. And he's like, I'm just going to make something happen, man. What? You're just going to make something happen? Yeah, I'm going to make a play. That doesn't always work in the NFL. And I think Mitch Trubisky's kind of one of those guys who he's gotten away with a lot of things because he's got great physical tools. And now as he realizes what the NFL really is, not last year, not a dummied down playbook that they gave him so he wouldn't be a total bust. And I actually was like, I thought it was a good idea with him to do that last year. It gave him some confidence. But then year three, I think they said, hey, here's a little more on your plate. And now he's just...
he's throwing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he ate too much.
Yeah.
It's that simple. No, he's like...
Do you think I'm wrong? Do you think that's a possible explanation for why Mitch sucks now?
I don't want to say it's a possible explanation. I think it is the explanation.
Okay.
It's like the really hot woman that, I mean, she looks the part. You definitely want to go out with her. And then you find out she's like an intelligence one. Like she's barely able to tie her own shoes. It's not going to work for you long term.
Or if she's super hot and then she talks like Ed Orgeron.
Oh, yeah. That's another one.
That's a turnoff.
And not to be changed. Get done at six.
What?
Or she talks like the Baytown Badass. Yeah. That would be a turnoff as well. But, yeah, because it's funny because I was never really high on Trubisky. I watched him play some in college. You know, not every game, but most of them. And I wasn't that high on him. And then early on in his career, you just look at him and you're like, oh, that guy looks like a quarterback.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Well, and year two, when things got simplified, it started to look like maybe he'd gotten some confidence. Maybe he was going to figure things out. And it's obvious that things were opened up a little this year, and he cannot handle it. And when you look at the other guys that were drafted in that class, and they're all taking another step forward, I mean, hell, Mahomes didn't even need to take another step forward. He was already he already won the race.
Yeah. But,
I mean, you see what Watson is doing differently this year. I mean, there's no other explanation why Mitch Trubisky is still vomiting on himself than he's just not as smart as those guys. He's not as talented as those guys.
And
talent doesn't always mean I can throw the football a long way.
Right.
Like, and it doesn't mean I'm because Mitch is an accurate dude. He's got accuracy. He can throw the ball. Like he could throw the ball with some zip. That doesn't just make you a good quarterback though. Like, at some point, you've got to be able to make reads. And I think that's where
he really
struggles.
Every team, that's the mistake they make when they draft guys.
He's got a lot of Ryan Leaf to him.
And, well, when you bring in a guy, you don't know how he's going to react to having to read NFL defenses. It doesn't matter what he did in college, even if he ran a pro-style offense. That doesn't matter because you're going to see different defenses. Some guys have it, some guys don't. And you look at the guys who are having success. Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson, those guys are also studying like crazy, and they pick things up. And now I don't know what Mitch Trubisky's study habits are, but I get the impression he ain't doing everything those guys are doing to learn what his opponent's like.
Tristan Waite says, is Mitch the new version of Blake Bortles? Kind of. I mean, that's a good comp.
Yeah, because every now and then he'd have a game. Although the difference is Bortles, you would look at his raw stats and you say, wow. This guy threw 30 touchdown passes. Trubisky doesn't really have that, but I don't think it's a bad comparison at all. Well, right now I got to tell you about Harry's Razors. And it's holiday time and you got to start shopping and you got to get something for the man in your life, whether it's your dad or your grandpa or your husband, whatever. Harry's has you covered. You want to get a thoughtful gift and a practical gift? Harry's. And you want to get something that looks like you spent a lot of money when you really didn't? Harry's. Listeners can get $5 off any Harry's shave set by using code FAOUR at harrys.com. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so you need to act now. And the great thing is, these coming. If you get one of these gift boxes, they're start at just $20, well within your Secret Santa limits. You can get an option to engrave it, so you can get their name on it, which is really, really cool. And you can get that $5 off. So as a special offer, just for you guys, we partner with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including their limited edition holiday sets, when you enter FAOUR at harrys.com. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Each Harry's shaving set comes with a weighted handle, with option to engrave, 5-blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades, package in a handsome holiday gift box. You don't even have to wrap it. Free shipping ends on December 16th. Act now. Code F-A-O-U-R at Harrys.com. F-A-O-U-R.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my good friends at TGS Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, and who isn't looking to save some money, TGS has a great way to do it. If you don't know what you're paying for your home insurance, you may want to look into that because you may be paying way too much, or you may be paying a lot and not getting all the coverage you should get. TGS, they can save you money. And not everybody, but they'll save most people money. The average customer this year saved over $870 on home insurance, and it's so, so simple. Text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You send that back. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. Maybe you don't save anything. Cool. It's 15 seconds out of your life you lost. Maybe you save $2,000. We have people saving $2,000 all the time, $2,000 a year. What could you do with that? And you don't need to wait for your renewal. TGS will take care of the back end. They'll get you out of your other deal with your other home insurance company, and you could just sit back and start saving. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A couple more things about this game before we move on, but what would you say the Cowboys' best win is this year?
They don't have a lot of great wins, certainly.
I'll answer it for you. I think the best one is beating the Eagles.
Is that at Philly?
No, it was at Dallas.
Okay.
So they still have to play at Philadelphia. Really, their best games have been losing to the Saints 12-10.
Close loss to the Saints.
Close loss to the Patriots.
Close loss to the Vikings, yeah.
Close loss to the Vikings, which, you know, they tend to play to the level of their competition.
Yeah.
But
we've also seen them go on the road and get some margin over bad teams, which is hopeful for me. I mean, they beat the Redskins double digits,
they beat
the hell out of the Giants.
They beat the Giants and the Redskins early and the Dolphins early when the Dolphins were playing like garbage. And then, since then their road games at the Jets,
loss, yeah. Embarrassing loss. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a big loss, but it's a loss to the Jets.
At the Giants, who they bent over. At the Lions, who they beat. And at the Cowboys. At the Patriots, excuse me.
I'm trying to remember how the Lions game played out. Because I felt like that game wasn't as close as the final score says, but I don't
remember.
Yeah, it's an 8-point margin, but it felt like the Cowboys controlled that game.
Yeah, I don't remember. No, but
I don't either.
And Nick says, remember when y'all said the Cowboys...
That's the game that Dak had 444 yards, 3 touchdowns. So...
Well, for him to throw that much, must have been close.
And Lions scored a touchdown with 5 minutes left. So
remember when y'all said the Cowboys and the Texans are the same team a couple weeks ago? I think they are basically the same team. I'm not changing my opinion to that. Difference is that the
Cowboys have won, or the Texans have won some of these games that...
Yeah, they've beaten some of the better teams on their schedule, and the Cowboys haven't yet.
Yeah.
But if you look at Jason Garrett versus Bill O'Brien, even throughout their careers, I mean, they're right there together. So...
But I also think, from a talent standpoint, they're about the same team.
Yeah, I think the big difference is the Texans have a quarterback that... When he's on his game, he can win games for you. They've got one of the top receivers in the league. Cowboys have a good one in Cooper, and they have a good quarterback in Dak, but they're not at that level. And, you know, I think Zeke balances things out a little bit.
I mean, yeah.
With that, so.
Hopkins is better than Cooper. Zeke's way better than Carlos Hyde.
Carlos Hyde slash Duke Johnson. Yeah. And I think so, but I think collectively, you add all that up, I think they're about the same. And defensively, I think they're kind of the same team.
Yeah.
I think Dallas has some better pass rushers, but yeah, I do like what the Texans have done on the fly with their secondary as the season's gone on. I think they've managed to make that to where it's not just an outright embarrassment as it was much of the time last year and earlier this season. And that's a plus. And I think, you know, when everybody's healthy, they got a pretty good offensive line now. Still not as good as Dallas's, even though Dallas's isn't what it was. And, you know, I think Dallas better on the defensive line, but the talent's about the same. And before the season, we did a video, who would have the better record, and we both said Cowboys because they had an easier schedule. So,
but again, I didn't project them losing to the Jets, things like that.
Yeah,
I
mean,
that
yeah, stuff, you didn't see that coming.
Yeah, so I was wrong. Did you see the thing yesterday that ESPN did where they rank guys on four tiers of job security in the NFL?
I did not see that.
They have hot seat, warm seat, cool seat, cold seat. Basically cold seat. No way he'll get fired anytime in the next.
Who wants to sit on a cold seat?
I don't think
anybody
does.
That's why cars have seat warmers, right?
The cold seat guys, Mike Vrabel, Bruce Arians, Pete Carroll, Kyle Shanahan, Mike Tomlin, John Gruden, Adam Gase.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that, I mean, it's hard for me to imagine that Gase would be one and done. I don't think he would be either, and nor do I think he should be. I mean, yeah. That team sucks, but they were without their quarterback for a good chunk of the year. I mean, their best defensive player's been hurt. I don't know how good they could have been. Sean Payton, Bill Belichick, Brian Flores, which I think they knew that they weren't
right. They were, this year. Yeah, you're not going to hold him responsible for. And actually, they've overperformed.
I think
so. Let's be honest. Sometimes your best coaching job is not a winning record. Sometimes you're doing a good job when you're taking a team that has zero talent and traded away everybody it had, and you're winning three games with it.
Sean McVay, Andy Reid, Frank Reich, Matt LaFleur, Vic Fangio, Sean McDermott, John Harbaugh, which, by the way, John Harbaugh, this time a year ago,
yeah,
people were calling for his head. Whoops. And Cliff Kingsbury. So those are the guys who are they saying have no worries.
Okay.
On a cool seat, which means barring a disaster, they're safe. Matt Nagy. Okay.
I might have him a tier up on that.
Zach Taylor. I mean, I guess it's his first season. It's been pretty bad.
Yeah.
But the Bengals also are apparently very willing to be loyal to mediocrity, as Marvin Lewis would attest. Bill O'Brien. Anthony Lynn. That's surprising.
That's
me.
Another guy who should be a tier up, if you ask
he
me.
He should probably be two tiers up, in my opinion. And Doug Peterson. So here's the warm seat. Freddie Kitchens. Seems fair.
Yeah.
Matt Patricia.
Fair.
This one's odd. Mike Zimmer.
Really?
I guess because he's close to an extension. So like they've got to make a decision on him. But
Mike Zimmer's a damn good coach.
I think so, too.
I guarantee you there's a lot of teams that would love to have Mike Zimmer.
And then the hot seat, there's not really a surprise on this list. Dan Quinn, Jason Garrett, your boy Doug Marrone.
No! No!
And Pat Shurmur.
None of those are a surprise.
Although I'm telling you, Pat Shurmur's.
Pat Shurmur's never won as a head coach anywhere. Why we think that's suddenly going to get better is beyond me.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I don't know. Earlier in the year, I was like, you know, maybe the Giants are better than I thought they were going to be because Daniel Jones looked like he had something. Turns out, no. Eli's starting. They faked an injury for Daniel Jones to take some heat off of him is my guess. And Eli Manning is going to be playing. I don't expect the Giants to get much better.
713 says, there is no rivalry. Cowboys don't give two bleeps about the Texans.
Nobody said
there was a rivalry, genius. We were comparing the two teams. That's not. Nobody said anything about a rivalry. And I've always said that.
And by the way, Cowboy fan doesn't give a bleep. I mean, who gives a bleep about Cowboys fan? I mean,
well, who, Cowboys fan in Houston gives a bleep. That's the problem.
Cowboy fan may want to, you know, check their recent resume because they haven't done anything in a long ass time. Most of the guys walking around, like Juggalo Trey walking around with a star on his hat. I don't think Juggalo Trey's ever been alive for a Cowboys championship.
Well, my favorite is the Cowboys guys who keep talking about all their rings, and they're the same ones that say, well, the Rockets haven't won since 95.
Right.
Guess what? Not good at math. But, no, there's the, to me, it's silly because the teams don't play each other once every 4 years, basically. And yet, for some reason, Texans fan has Cowboys penis envy, and Cowboy fan in Houston, for some reason, cares. The ones in Dallas, they don't care. But, yeah, if you live in Houston, you're on Facebook bitching at all your Texans friends. And believe me, we get the calls and the texts, so we know damn well that a lot of you are, you know, a lot of you hate the Texans. That's fine. I don't care. But don't pretend like that doesn't exist. And it's a fan thing, and it's stupid. It really is. You guys don't play each other, and you're both mediocre. I mean, that you're, it's like taking, you know, to me, arguing Texans versus Cowboys right now is like arguing Texas versus A&M.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares? Neither one of you are relevant.
You're better? Wow, that says a lot.
Yeah, you won. No, think same record's about the same. Yeah, come on. It's just because there are a lot of Cowboys fans in this city, and you know, I guess the Texans fans don't like them, and but whatever. There is no rivalry. Nobody ever said anything about a rivalry. So, but don't pretend like no Cowboys fan cares about what Texans fan says, because that's just silly. What's not silly? Whit Myers. Oh, man. The rye bourbon blend. Poured one of those when I got home last night. That is so good. That's their new signature. And you can get that anywhere, any of the liquor stores all over the cities. You can get the Space City Vodka. You can get all of it. And the best thing, though, right now is they're doing a barrel pick. So if you have you haven't booked your party yet for the holidays, now you need to do it. Or maybe you just want to have a birthday party or any kind of party. Well, do it at Whit Myers. They've got a great bar there. If you haven't been out since they've renovated the place, it looks amazing. And you can do a barrel pick. They'll bottle it for you right there. You can also tour the distillery and get to see all the great products. You can try all the great products there. It's just an awesome place to hang out. If you go to whitmyers.com, you can book your trip right now. And we did it a couple weeks ago. We went out and we had a bourbon that we had bottled, and we had a rye, and everybody loved it. The Blitzers got to help pick. You can do that. So go book it now. They're at 16711 Hollister Street in Houston, or check them out at whitmyers.com. Houston's first distillery is Houston's best distillery.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So Faking Cole on Twitch says, I'm a native Houstonian, but I've always been a Cowboys fan. I root for the Texans as well. I'm 32 years old. What are the odds we get to see a Texans-Cowboys Super Bowl in the next 10 to 20 years? Good luck, sir. The
zero
odds.
0.0.
I think the odds of anything like that happening are pretty remote because, I do think the Cowboys will have a new coach this year or at the end, going into next year, and hopefully they get the right guy. But
I think they should hire UMass as coach. Big splash.
I'd love to see a team do that just so we'd have a team that we know could never cover the spread. And it's a safe bet every week, right?
Yeah.
That's a positive.
Can you imagine what the point spreads would be?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that coach is that crap. It's hard to tell if that coach is crap. They got like 12 guys on scholarship, so you can't really tell if they suck or not.
Yeah. To me, the whole Texans-Cowboys fan thing, it's like when your kid at school says, oh, my dad can beat up your dad, and both dads get there, and they're both like 5'11 white guys who go four bills. And it's like, I don't think there's going to be any fighting here unless you put a pizza in between them. That's kind of what it's like. But I've always said it's silly. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Where do you want to go next? Or do you want to let Hayden weigh in on the Bears-Cowboys, and then we can wrap that up?
Yeah, we can let him before we move on.
Go ahead, Hayden.
Sports. Good afternoon, Beaumont, Texas.
Hey now, sports. We'll see you tomorrow.
Look forward to it. Hey, man, it should be a extravaganza tonight with TV ratings, Cowboys, Bears. I think it all starts with the execs up top, the executive branch. You know, Cowboys, Jerry Jones. I'm not even sure if George S. Halas. It should stand for go get some Harbaugh. If they still exist. But, you know, Trubisky, he's good, but he's not good. What, he started all of 14 games at North Carolina, and the Bears traded up for him over Deshaun Watson and Mahomes. Come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you're alone in this feeling about Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah. But I do want to – I know a lot of people blame Jerry Jones for everything. And, yeah, I don't think that's unfair at times. But since his son has kind of been in charge of the draft, I don't think you can bitch about their drafts. I mean, they've done a pretty good job getting Zeke Elliott and Jalen Smith with their first, and Dak Prescott in 2016.
Yeah, Dak Prescott is a discount.
Taco Charlton didn't work out. That was kind of a fail. But Leighton Vander Esch, that was a pretty damn good pick. You know, Connor Williams has played for him. Michael Gallup's been a good player for him. That's all from 2018. I mean, they've had some pretty good draft picks. And, you know, I think they've got a good roster. I just don't think they have the coaches to pull it off.
I'm with you.
So, and especially in that division, man. I mean, they're going to wind up being 9-7 or 8-8 and winning the division. And realistically, you should have been 11-5. So, all right. We can move on now, I think.
You think that's enough Cowboys talk for the day?
Yeah.
Not what we want to hear. Did you see the Rockets went in and filed their protest because they were worried that the NBA wouldn't act quickly enough?
Did not see that because it's got no shot, right?
I don't think so. But, yeah, that's they made it official, I guess.
Let me ask, what do you think of Mike McCarthy to the Cowboys? I've never been a big McCarthy guy. I mean, I think he was a decent coach with a quarterback who was transcendent for a while, who happened to get a Super Bowl. But I don't know that he's going to take this team and make it significantly better.
I'm with you. I've never thought. I think the Cowboys can aim higher.
I mean, too.
If you're going to fire Jason Garrett, go find someone who's got something. You know, go find someone who's got some juice.
Well, it comes down to, does Jerry want another yes man, or does Jerry want somebody who's going to win?
I think Jerry would ideally like a combo of those things. I mean, obviously that's
good luck
easier said than done, but yeah, I'm sure that's what he'd like.
Yeah. Well, let's see what happens tonight. If they lose, then I think the carrot talk will heat up a little bit.
Yeah.
But Dustin says Jerry's always like Zimmer. I could see him there next.
I mean, if they fire Mike Zimmer. If they fire Mike Zimmer, yeah. I think you're talking about a lot of guys.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the Vikings would be silly not to re-up
him. Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. A lot of people asking, what about Ron Rivera? I think I could do better.
Like, you could do a better job coaching, or you could find a better coach?
I think I could find a better coach.
I think so, too.
Man, not that I think he's bad.
I just don't think that he's a massive upgrade.
Yeah, I think
he's an upgrade, but he's not a massive. I mean, dude, the Cowboys should be they should be swinging for the fences before they decide on someone like that.
I mean, if that's what you wind up with after you've exhausted everything else, then okay, it's an upgrade. But you know, I'd be looking into, you know, trying to get Jim Harbaugh there. I mean, I think that would be a significant upgrade.
Sure, Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley, one of those guys. And you don't necessarily know what you're going to get with Lincoln Riley, but boy, the upside sure looks good to me.
What if? What about guys like Dabo Swinney? There's guys who...
I would do that too.
Who have talked about, I'm happy here, but once... And not just leaving for like, I'm leaving to go coach the Arizona Cardinals. It's the Dallas Cowboys. It's a big job. I think there's a lot of guys who'd be interested in it. I think Kevin Stefanski, the Vikings OC, is going to get a big job. I think that Greg Roman may turn this Lamar Jackson magic into a big job.
Boy, that's hard to believe for a guy who, I mean, he's turned into a really good offensive coordinator, yeah. But boy, he was pretty bad for a long time.
So I think there's a lot of guys who are going to get their names will be kicked around, and I think that before you get to this sort of, I hate to call guys like Mike McCarthy a retread, but that's kind of what he is.
Yeah.
I think you wait and you wait and see if you can make a splash somewhere.
And if you strike out on all those, okay.
Yeah.
I still think there's guys you can get that will make your team better. And Rivera's probably one of them, but that would be pretty far down my list. Let's hope Dallas goes after O'Brien.
That'd be nice.
That'd be the same coach you just had. Do you think Jerry Jones and Bill O'Brien could get along at all?
You know who would probably veto that move would be the GM, Bill O'Brien. He'd be like, I don't think that it's a good idea for us to let our coach leave.
Oh, man. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And, guys, the holidays are here. This year, you need to give yourself the gift of a little extra money in your pocket. You can pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You can roll your high-interest credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. You can save thousands in interest. Plus, there's no fees. The application's quick and easy. You can do it right from your phone. They believe people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Right now, just for the Blitzers, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. 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 Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information. That's lightstream.com/Fred.
With the bass, I used to save, put a mask in a cave. Now I'm like, nah, love, I'm good, go away. Ain't about to die with no money I done gave you. I was on top when it meant a lot. Still on top like I'm scared of the drop.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Mott says, isn't Bob Stoops in Dallas now with the XFL? He is. I'm pretty sure he would. Yeah, I don't know what he's thinking, whether that's just...
I think the reason Bob Stoops is working where he's working is because he wants a low pressure job. The Cowboys would not be a low pressure job, but of course, if it comes with a giant pile of money, maybe he takes it.
Yeah, and then
I would. If I were pulling somebody off the shelf that's been cold for a while, it'd be Urban Meyer before it's Bob Stoops.
Well, and I think that name's popped up a couple times too. And while as a college coach. I mean, and I know that there's always a little reluctance because, Nick Saban's kind of the gold standard of guy who couldn't cut it in the NFL, and he's as good as they come in college football. But the one thing Urban Meyer does really well, and Bob Stoops did as well, hire very good assistants.
Yeah.
And I think if Urban Meyer were to get that job, he would go get the best defensive coordinator he could find with pro experience, the best offensive coordinator he could find with pro experience, and that's what you want. So, yeah, I think realistically, those are all the names that will be out there. And what, you know, what they do remains to be seen. It's more Cowboys than I wanted to do today. It really is.
I mean, they're playing a Thursday night game. It's
yeah. A couple of other little things. Did you see that? Well, Clay Helton keeping his job was kind of a big story for USC.
Yep.
See that JT Daniels has decided not to transfer. He's going to compete for the starting job next year.
Cool. I mean, I would be. Is there a time limit? Because if Graham Harrell leaves, can he change his mind?
I'm sure he can.
Yeah.
But
that'd be the move is if, I mean, well, probably wouldn't be the move for USC, but if Graham Harrell got snatched up by Texas and JT Daniels is like, oh, what? I've got to sit out a year? Oh, that's Sam Ellinger's senior year?
Yeah, maybe so.
Seems like a fit.
Hey, we get a lot of...
that's called a bonus.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that way you, I mean, really, you can chalk up whatever ridiculous salary you pay Graham Harrell. You can just chalk it up as you're paying JT Daniels for the next 3 years. I mean, not officially, but you could probably throw a little sugar on top of whatever you're going to pay Graham, as long as he can bring JT with him.
Yeah. man, I don't know if you saw this story because you probably don't pay too much attention to Italian soccer, but apparently there's a huge racism problem in terms of people.
I think it's in soccer everywhere,
well,
right?
But it's really bad in Italy, apparently, because, in fact, one guy left to go to England because he was so sick of the monkey chants he was subjected to on the field. And, you know, they throw bananas, they do all kinds of stuff. Well, it doesn't help when one of your biggest newspapers... Their headline for the matchup last Friday, they put two black guys on there and said Black Friday. Yeah.
That doesn't seem like the best way to stop with it.
So, well, you know somebody's sitting there going, oh, this is clever. It's Friday. These guys are black. Black Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody thought that was a good idea. So I'm a big fan of headline writers when, you know, when they're being really clever, when they're not, saw that. I'm like, really, guys? Also, Tennessee is going to have, they've reinstated the death penalty. They're going to use the chair.
What?
Yeah.
Damn,
this guy,
nobody uses the chair anymore,
I'm surprised,
right?
You don't know about this guy because you listen to that podcast, but there's a guy named Lee Hall. He was convicted in the 1991 burning death of his estranged girlfriend.
Mm-mm.
And he's scheduled to die.
I heard that episode.
He's also blind. He lost his sight while he was in prison.
Oh, I was going to say, I'd be like, I didn't see anything that happened. I didn't know she was in the room while I lit it on fire. I'll be honest. Yeah. But if it was while he was in prison, I guess he's kind of screwed.
He didn't see anything coming at that point. But they're gonna use the electric chair, which is kind of interesting. He had
a bad way to go, I think.
Well, they're trying to
Did they give him a choice?
I don't know. It just says he's gonna be in the chair. I guess that's what they're doing in Tennessee now. But
I can't imagine Tennessee was like, you know what? We're killing everybody by chair. I bet they gave him a choice, and that's what he chose.
Hmm.
But, I mean, I might be wrong. Because I know what's happened is in a lot of places. So the way lethal injection works, here's where I'm a scientist.
Okay.
All right? Everybody listen up.
Do I get my notebook out?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not a full-blown scientist because I don't know the names of the drugs. But there's two different drugs and that you're supposed to get when you get lethal injection. And one of them basically makes it where you don't feel anything, and the other one is what kills you. And apparently the drug that makes you not feel anything is A, very expensive, and B, like it's very difficult to get your hands on because companies won't sell it anymore because it's being used for these injections. So now a lot of states have started like, well, all right, then guess we're just going with the one drug method. And That's like a horrific way to die. It's like, you know, shooting up your veins with battery acid and just letting it eat you from the inside. That's no way to go. So maybe they're like,
if you had it coming, you had it coming.
I know. I'm just saying, if you're the prisoner and they say, hey, you can get this janky ass lethal injection without the helper drug, or you can get the electric chair. I might take the electric chair.
If you saw the Green Mile, you wouldn't.
No, don't use the dry sponge. I just hope that when I'm executed, I don't pee and poop my pants in front of everybody, because the governor will be there. Oh,
I'd want to in front of him.
He wouldn't be able to wheel out of there fast enough.
Is that old Steven Seagal?
Dump that.
Yeah.
Was that old Steven Seagal movie, Half Past Dead, where they took Alcatraz and made it a brand new prison, and you had five ways of getting executed, and the prisoner got to choose. There was electrocution, hanging, firing squad, lethal injection, and then gas chamber, I think. And the prisoner who was getting put to death got to decide.
Firing squad, I think, right?
I would think so.
Is that where there's like... I think they've got like five guys, and four of them have a bullet, and one of them has a blank, and they all aim at your head. And
I think one of them has a bullet, and the other guys have blanks.
No, so I'd rather have. I'd rather have four guys shoot. I think it's in the heart, maybe not the head. I don't think I'd want to get shot up, my face all shot up. But if four guys were aiming at my heart and one guy didn't, or one guy had a blank, I'd be okay with that. But I feel like one guy with the bullet and four blanks. I don't trust one guy to be like a great marksman and finish me off quick. I just want it to be over and it just be dead.
Why not a guillotine? That'd be quick.
Yeah, that's
no,
pretty...
No, because your head stays alive for like 30 seconds.
That's pretty
like that.
Gruesome, though. And I do think that's another one of those things where your bowels release when that happens.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be dead. I don't really care. You know, the bowels can release whatever they want. The people who killed me are going to have to deal with that. That's their problem. I'm fine. I'm fine with it.
It's just embarrassing to die with a, you know, pants full of poop.
Well,
I would tell, maybe I'd tell him do it with no pants. That would be my request. I'll take the guillotine with no pants.
Somebody says it's three drugs, not two, that they have to use.
Okay, doctor, whatever. The point is, the drug that helps you not feel it, you can't get anymore. Trying to discredit my doctorate.
Yeah, you know your stuff. You listen to podcasts.
That's right.
All right. So who wants the William Wallace treatment? No, that's a definite no. Getting disemboweled? Yeah.
Yeah, that's no good.
All right. Well,
It says Lee Hall chose the electric chair.
Okay.
And that's today.
Yeah.
Damn. Sucks for him.
Yeah.
But let me throw something out there. This is a pro tip, and Lawyer Dave will probably back me up. I think in 50 states, it's illegal to light your girlfriend on fire. So just don't do that, and none of this is even a problem.
Are you sure about Mississippi? It might be okay there.
I don't know. I don't know. We can ask Lawyer Dave.
Yeah, what's up, Lawyer Dave?
Oh, dear. AJ's right about the lack of ability to get one of the two drugs they use in lethal injections because, as he correctly pointed out, it is that the companies don't want to supply these drugs for the purposes of people being put to death. So that's absolutely correct. As for the electric chair, yeah, anybody that saw the Green Mile would not pick that choice, I don't think. But, geez, who knows?
Well, fortunately, you don't have to deal with that, but you deal with everything else, car accidents especially. Right.
Yeah. That's it. Okay, Blitzers, here's the deal. I'm Lawyer Dave. I'm your accident lawyer. You've been hurt anywhere, at a grocery store, at that explosion that just happened this week, car wreck, truck accident, any of that kind of stuff I can certainly help you with. I've been doing it more than 30 years, based here in Houston. You can call me 24/7. My number is 713-626-8900. Be glad to listen to you. If I can't help you myself, I'll send you to somebody that will.
Yeah, and the big thing is if people are hurt and they need doctors and they can't afford them, what are you going to do?
That's a really important part of what we do for folks. You don't have any money to go see a doctor and you're hurt, you need help. We'll get you to a doctor and get you the treatment you need without any money up front. That way you get better, you get back to work, you get back to living your life. And you don't have to cringe every time you think, gosh, what's that copay going to be? Or gosh, what's that x-ray going to cost? People don't have to deal with that.
All right. Tell them how they can get in touch with you.
you can hit me up. You can tweet me at Lawyer Dave Law. You can hit me up on my email address, which is lawyerdave.com. Or you can call me at 713-626-8900. Or you can get a hold of me through Fred or AJ. They both know how to find me.
All right. Need a lawyer? What do we tell them?
Better dial. All right. Better dial Dave.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate,